Hello, Kate. Who?
Hello, everyone. We got Bailey here with Tony and Josie.
Tony, Josie, yo, what's up?
How are you, Bailey? It's so nice to actually talk to you.
Ah, I am so good. I'm so glad we got on the phone today. I'm so happy.
Yes, me too. Okay, so you're from Illinois. How does it feel to be back towards the Midwest?
Personally, Illinois is just pretty rough nowadays.
Yeah.
And I love living in Tennessee. And I love Iowa. I cannot wait to be in Iowa. It's like one of my favorite places.
Oh, we are so excited to have you. Now, I looked up a few things about you. You were working on the gas pipeline. Where was that at?
So 2 weeks after I left or graduated high school, I got a job offer to go to West Virginia and string out the big pieces of pipe that they, you know, use to like make the pipeline.
Sure.
So I was doing, I started out in West Virginia and then I just moved all over. I actually came to Iowa. Where is the big I-80 truck stop?
Oh yeah. Over by Newton.
Yes. Yes. I did so much pipelining over there for
awesome.
A long time. And then I kind of came down into Morris, Illinois and Ottawa, Illinois, and did some there. So honestly, just the last for like 2 years, from when I was 18 to 20, I just basically was in West Virginia or Iowa or Illinois or basically anywhere around there.
So how does that compare to being on stage doing music? Is that slightly different or is it like the same thing?
Not at all. Honestly, I hate pipe. Okay, let me rephrase. Pipeline is a lot of fun, but it's just so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot, and it's so just like, it's awful. It's awful, but you know, you got to make money.
Right. And it's a lot of work.
Being on stage is way better, way cooler.
You don't sound like anyone else, and we appreciate that fresh sound that kind of adds to our radio station.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. And it's so funny that you said that because I was talking to my songwriter, Gavin. He's been with me from the start. We started doing this artist thing about 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago. And he was like, man, why is it that we, like, the songs we're writing and the music we're doing, it kind of just sounds really different and really cool. And I'm like, honestly, I feel like because we're not a genre, it's kind of just singer-songwriter. We're just kind of telling our stories and heartbreak is what happened to us. So you saying that really makes me feel good because I've always kind of wondered if it was cool or not that I wasn't in the mold.
No, we definitely love that you have shattered the mold and we just enjoy your music and like Tony said, your sound. This has to be a whirlwind because you have 13 million views on YouTube for Fall in Love. That's insane.
Absolutely insane. I can't even wrap my head around it. I literally cannot even wrap my head around it. So I started TikTok with building lifted trucks. That's what I started doing. I built one for me and I started, you know, when I was pipelining, I was doing that stuff and going to truck shows. And I was getting views on TikTok, but I had never thought about being an artist or like singing or anything.
Yeah.
So when I tried for the first time, like singing, I was like, you know what? Maybe I can, you know, I don't know. I've had a couple of people tell me I have a good voice. Maybe I can try. And then Gavin, you know, got a hold of me and was like, hey, man, I've seen you've been doing TikTok. Maybe we should like try to write. I heard you sing the other day. I think you got a really good voice. And then when we put the very first song we ever tried to write, we tried to write a song one night and it ended up being pretty cool. So I posted it. And that's when I started my artist career was just random one night. I just like got a bunch of views and I was like, all right, I'll try it.